Sound the trump in Zion. Raise the alarm on my holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us. It is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick clouds and deep blackness. But suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great and mighty army appears. Nothing like it has been seen before or will ever be seen again. Fire burns in front of them, and flames follow after them. Ahead of them lies the land, as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders. Good morning, Patriots! Happy Feast of Trump! Have you guys been having a great Feast of Trump? If you're not familiar with the Feast of Trump, this is it. This is a biblical festival. It started last Monday, and it goes through this Tuesday night, and then it's the Day of Atonement. Gigantic, gigantic. We're seeing, this is the biggest Feast of Trump I've ever seen. Every day since the beginning of the Feast of Trump, it's been like Christmas. We've been getting one blast of truth after the other, after the other. I'm going to try to go over it because it's just, even for posterity, just to try to document what all has happened since the beginning of the Feast of Trump. For those of you who are not familiar with the Feast of Trump, hey, I'm Melissa Redpill. I'm Melissa Redpill. We look at all this that's going on, the current events, in the light of God's word. This is biblical, literally, right, you guys? So the thing about the Feast of Trump is it's a biblical festival that we're supposed to keep perpetually. They changed it where, that's just for the Jews, whatever. We are Israelites. Those who have the same faith of Abraham are Israelites. But anyway, the point is, we're supposed to keep this festival and blast out the truth and gather together for battle. That's what the Feast of Trump, or the Feast of Trumpets, but I'd like to call it the Feast of Trump, is all about. And so, boy, it's the biggest Trump there ever was, is our wonderful President Trump. You guys, this is so biblical. Anyway, so we're going to look at all the things that have been happening over this past week. And of course, I had to play this passage from Joel chapter 2. Sound the alarm. Blow the trump in Zion. Zion is really the city of God. Now, I hate that they hijacked that name, but we're not going to let them have it. They can't have our rainbow. They can't have any of this. But if you're new here, all of my details are over. My website is melissaredpill.com. It's also freedomforce.live. You can find it either place, whichever you prefer. It's easier sometimes to go melissaredpill.com because you remember that maybe a little easier. But yeah, I have lots of great videos over there about how this is biblical. It's very, very good news for us. It's bad news for the bad guys like Comey. Understand he's the top cop, but we're going to get to that. Imagine the top cop in the country being arrested. Really gigantic. That's why they were like, you can't arrest a Comey. Anyway, we're going to get to all of that. Don't forget, over here, when you go check it out, there's lots and lots of videos about how this is biblical, the truth about end times. And plus, I've got this whole page here that really breaks down the truth about end times. So definitely check it right there. You can listen to the audiobooks because I've written several books, bestseller books about end times. Maybe then you might not have heard about them if you're new here, but this is the wonderful truth. It's the end times for them and a 1,000 years of peace for us. Here's my bestseller book, End Times. and 1,000 years of peace. Now, I got my YouTube account back, and my people were over there. They were like, oh, where have you been, Melly? It's been 5 years. We thought you were dead. I mean, they didn't say that. But if you're here because of that, know that I got banned again. Not banned forever. Just I'm on timeout for a week, so I'll be back, and I'm going to have to be much more careful because I was, for some silly reason, I was thinking that I could speak my mind over there. Silly me. Anyway, so definitely check it out. Make sure that you follow these social medias. Make sure that you are liking and subscribing and have your little bell rung on each one of them, because if I get banned, then you know, and I come back, then you'll be notified. And also, it's helping to get the truth out, and I really, really, really appreciate it. That's the whole reason I have been doing this for all this time, is just to try to get the truth out specifically about how this is biblical. And really lately, you know, did you guys see that they're saying about the algorithm? Elon talked about the algorithm. I think that he's doing something to help patriots get their message out. I think we were kind of tamped down for a long time because we were doing good of a job. We were being way too effective, and we were tamped down. But I feel like, and you guys see it, tell me in the chat, are you guys finding that you are, you know, things are, people are seeing your posts better than they were before? So anyway, we'll see. Yeah, I pray for my laptop. Okay, thanks, Ken Weinkoff. Pray for my laptop. I'm hoping that I push it right to the limit. Make sure that pray for this laptop that we won't have any problem with that or the internet at all today. All right, so definitely go and hit the like. Have I already said that? Yeah, like, share, and subscribe. Like, share, and subscribe. Make sure that you're subscribed to all of my accounts. And again, thank you for helping to make that happen. Yeah, this is the page that is the end times page, where you can find out the wonderful truth about end times, and tons of videos. We've been doing the study. If you missed the study, go back and check out the study on end times, as well as the study on the minor prophets. It's really, really good news. But today we're talking about what in the heck is going on, and also Swift Fury. Swift Fury. What is that about? Why is my, if you're not familiar with the board, you might not understand what Swift Fury is, but for those of us who have been part of the 17 board for all this time, that harkens back to, of course, to post number 34. It says organizations and or people that wish to do us harm during this time will be met with swift fury. Certain laws have been pre-lifted to provide our great military the necessary authority to handle and conduct these operations at home and abroad. So we know that President Trump just authorized for the military to go in and support ICE in all these cities. And he's been laying that groundwork for weeks and weeks and weeks. And so we see clearly, you know, this is happening now. This is happening right now. And, you know, I'll show you the posts by, you know, the Attorney General Pam Bondi, that if you are, you know, trying to stop ICE, then you will be in big trouble. Now, let me just tell you something. The real purpose of that, as it says on this post from post 34, is about arresting the top criminals. Yes, we want to get out the people out of our country that are, you know, these illegal immigrants that are criminals, like terrible criminals. But the point is, we got to get out the bad guys, like the real, real bad guys. So that's what this is all about. So if you look a little bit earlier on this post, and I know it's a little bit small. I don't know if I can make it any bigger for you. I don't think so. Anyway, so it says public riots right here. Public riots are, I can't highlight it, but public riots are being organized in serious numbers in an effort to prevent the arrest and capture of more senior public officials, right? They do not want Comey arrested. And as far as I can tell, he still has not turned himself in. So what happens, unless you have never been arrested, you may not know this, They you know, indict you, and that gives you the opportunity. You know, you're notified that there's an indictment, and then you have that time to go and turn yourself in. Okay, we need to watch more crime shows. You turn yourself in. If you don't turn yourself in, then there's a warrant issued for your arrest. So from what I understand, Comey has not turned himself in. Of course, he would, I'm sure, get, you know, out so he could go through all the legal gyrations. But from what I understand, he hasn't turned himself in. Either way. And they might say he's a flight risk. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But that's the whole point of Swift fury. President Trump is you know, ready to do whatever it has to happen to arrest these criminals at the top. As it says, these public riots are being organized. Now, I will tell you this, kind of a funny thing. I wonder sometimes, like some of these videos I've seen of ICE, do they look a little orchestrated to you? Do they look a little bit like we're watching a movie? I'm not saying that Soros has not paid for these riots in the past and maybe even paying for some now, but it seems like, you know, this is just very orchestrated. It just looks like it to me. Either way, we know they've been doing this forever. So whether they're doing it now or some of these things are maybe orchestrated to play on the TV, like Wag the Dog. Have you ever seen the movie Wag the Dog? Is it Dustin Hoffman? If you haven't seen that movie, you've got to see it because they're orchestrating these wars and all that for the media. Anyway, so it says they're going to, you know, trying to prevent the arrest and capture of more senior public officials. And so on POTUS's order, a state of temporary military control will be actioned and special ops carried out. So we're actually, you know, seeing that happen. All right, so, and then this week, you know, this is some of the things that President Trump has put in place so that he can, you know, make this happen. He says, we've already declared Antifa a terrorist organization, and I'll be signing an executive order this week to dismantle these domestic terrorist networks. There you go. He posted that. Already declared them a terrorist organization. I'm calling on all Democrats to stop the rhetoric against ICE and America's law enforcement right now. So he posted this, I think September 24th. I was trying to be right on it. Yeah. And so, yeah, he's saying that the brave men and women of ICE are just trying to do their jobs and remove the worst of the worst. Like Comey, like the minions of the New World Order. Not talking about common criminals. He's talking about the people at the top. This is where we are in this entire movie, in this entire war. You know, my premise is this is the war, a battle of Armageddon, right here. This is what we're fighting. Right here is the battle of Armageddon. This is not a little season or anything that I hear people talk about. No, this is the literal battle of Armageddon to remove these criminals, this satanic criminal cabal from the earth. That's the premise of my teaching on end times. Now, for those of you who do not know, I've been teaching God's word to children for lots of years, like 40 years teaching. And so studying God's word in depth. And I didn't really piece it together, you know, and I've literally created 900 scripture songs. I have tons of scripture memorized. So this is my wheelhouse. I'm like, oh, okay. And nobody controls me. I'm not controlled by the cabal. Now I'm going to show you, you know, what I think a lot of this behind what's going on right now is to expose the church and how they're controlled by Netanyahu, by the Zionists. Okay, so let's go also and see this one. President Trump said he signed the approval for the death penalty for Antifa members. If they kill someone, they get the death penalty. Listen to what he says here. Check this out.
If someone takes to the streets of America and says they're Antifa, what happens to them? What will happen to them?
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm going to rewind it because I missed that part. They said, what happens to someone if they're Antifa and someone gets hurt? And let's see what President Trump has to say.
Antifa, if someone takes to the streets of America and says they're Antifa, what happens to them? What will happen to them?
Well, I'd say the maximum under the law, and we'll see. Now, if they kill somebody, we just signed a death penalty, so it depends where it is. But if they kill somebody, which they do, I mean, people are dying. You go out to Portland, people die out there. Many people have died over the years in Portland. Portland is, I don't know how anybody lives there. It's amazing. But it's anarchy out there. And that's what they want. They want anarchy. Like when they attacked Seattle and took over a big percentage of the city, I was going to go out and we were going to do a big number. They heard that and everybody broke up all of a sudden. But, you know, you have governors that have to run that, and a lot of them don't do that. I don't like to go in. I'd rather have Pritzker's support when we go into Chicago. But if we don't have it, that's okay, too, because we're paramount, and we will do what we have to do. We're going to make Chicago safe. We're going to make every place. We're going to make as many as we can.
He just, you know, did y'all notice? That person gets the death penalty, and he just passed it on by. Like, this is the way we run a country. if eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, you kill, you get the death penalty. This is law and order. This is the way it's going to be. Otherwise, it's our country's anarchy. We've been so used to anarchy for so long, but he is saying, no, this is the way it's going to run. And he also says here, he's talking about Chicago, but he talks at the end about Soros. Now, I think I have the video. Maybe I don't. Okay. I don't think I have the one. No, not on here. I didn't pull this one. He's talked about how all of these, he'll go to dinner with all these people. He's so connected to all these wealthy people. They all want to go to eat dinner with President Trump. He says, and then he'll find out later that they funded these Antifa groups, these NGOs that were doing all these riots. Do you think they're panicking? Do you think that they are panicking? And especially because they know that anyone who's responsible for the death, they funded this and caused the death of people, because they're doing it as like the little puppet masters at the top. But if they were the ones who funded it, they were the ones who fomented it, and someone gets hurt and killed, then they will have the death penalty. You can't tell me they're not panicking, right? So this is gigantic. This is gigantic. This is what we've been looking for since Post 34, way back in 2017. And we the swift fury is the death penalty. How many times also has President Trump said, "Quick trial"? I have a feeling that Comey understands that President Trump's not going to play this deal where it's delay, 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 delay. No, he has told that. He said that for a long time. Okay, let me see if I can grab that one little clip where he's talking about Soros. Check this out.
We're going to take care of that one, and just like we did Washington, D.C., and we're going to do Chicago very soon. Yeah.
Indictment on James Comey. Do you know if there is an indictment, or Madam Attorney?
I don't know. I know it's going on because I read the papers just like you do, right? So I don't know. Do you have anything to say about that?
We can't comment on that. Yeah.
Madam Attorney General, can you comment on a New York Times report saying that Justice Department officials have asked attorneys to target a George Soros-funded group? And is this executive order that you just signed a part of that effort?
I'm not going to comment on whether there is or is not a pending investigation, but everything's on the table right now.
I don't think anybody has to ask, because if you look at Soros, he's at the top of every... In fact, sometimes they say, could he be involved in this many things? But he's in every story that I read. Stories that I read keep talking about Soros. And I guess he'd be a likely candidate. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Thank you very much. Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. Have a great day. Yes, Soros would be a great candidate for this. And just as I was just talking about those who funded Antifa and have caused people to die and all this, then they'll be held responsible and the death penalty. Have a great day. Bye. Oh, my gosh. This is just too sweet. Oh, my goodness. It's just too great. I love it. I love it. The man is amazing. I love it. I love it. I love it. Yeah. All right. So let's see. The next thing. This is where Attorney Pam Bondi put this out yesterday. She says, I'm deploying federal agents to ICE Gov facilities around the country. If you so much as touch one of our federal officers, you will go to prison. Zero tolerance. Here we go. Post 34. This is post 34 right here. All right. So now, also here is a lovely list by our wonderful Kash Patel. So trust Kash Patel. Here is his list of the criminals from his book, Government Gangsters. If you haven't read his book, you might want to go and get it. It's on Amazon. It's a bestseller of all these government gangsters. And the number one government gangster was James Comey. And so now you look down the list and you see one after another, those who will also be arrested, indicted. And don't ever doubt it. You know, there are people who, they'll get away scot-free. No. No. You can say that. People can come on here and there can be trolls. They can say, that's nothing going to happen. They don't know what they're talking about. Don't listen to them. Give them no listen. Never mind. Just flick them away like a little flea, because this is the end times for them. This is the end times for the criminals. Now, I will say that they're just minions of the real puppet masters at the top. Those are the ones we're going to get to. Those are the ones who've been running all of this. That's really what, like the Soros, like the ones even above Soros. Those are the ones whose names we don't know. Most of us don't know. And those are the very ones who he's talking about. They will be held to an account and be held criminally liable for the deaths. And it's not just the deaths in Portland. It's the deaths or, you know, all these Antifa. But they'll be held to an account for crimes against humanity as in all these wars. That's what he's talking about. Okay, so look at that lovely, lovely list by our wonderful Kash Patel. And I love this. Let's just focus on our wonderful post from September 25th. The timestamp, the 25th, which was the timestamp that was Delta on this past Thursday. Judgment is coming. Love it, love it. Here's one on the same date. Some will take the easy path and exit early. They have done everything. They have tried everything. For all eternity, we will know they tried everything they possibly could. And they tried everything they possibly could to stop the prosecution, to stop justice from coming. And they were not able to stop it. So I think that they are not going to, you know, they've been high and mighty. They're not just the plebs like us. They've been rich and powerful and able to do whatever they pleased. And they have no desire to be, you know, the offscouring of the earth. So they likely will take the easy path and exit early. All right. So we'll see what happens. All right. So also here was another one. There was the Delta on the 25th of September talking about Antifa as a terrorist organization. Imagine that. Look at there. Imagine that. What an interesting little Delta that is. And that's what has to happen. All these things have to be set in place so that he can send out the ICE, he can send out the military, and having them designated as a terrorist organization allows that to happen. All right? Very cool. All right. So, yeah, lots of things going on. Lots of things going on. Okay, let's talk about the Feast of Trump. I mean, it is impossible for me to be able to keep up with everything and tell you in this video without it being hours and hours long. I mean, it's just been the most amazing week. Of course, January 6th information is coming out. And so definitely follow me on my social media. Share it on everywhere. We have it on Getter. We have it on Truth Social. We have it on X. And we have it on Telegram. Okay? So share it everywhere you possibly can. You know, even if it only reaches 5 people, that's 5 more than that didn't see it before. Because, you know, we know that they're not going to get these things from the mainstream media. That's our job, is to get this truth out. So, and always, you know, whenever I have a post, if you can please, you know, heart it and comment and bookmark it and whatever you can do to push it out there, that really does help. It's really helping our numbers to get this truth out. So, and like I said, Elon has adjusted the algorithm to help us get this truth out. Yay. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. So here is, it's just because it's go time. So this is so cute. Okay. So I'm caught up. The FBI tried to kidnap a governor, 275 agents had 275 agents at January 6th, plotted to imprison Trump and protected Biden from justice. Just want to make sure I'm caught up on all this. Yeah. Well, it was actually 274. just to make sure, you know, we get it right. Anyway, yeah, everyone has to know this truth about January 6th. They have to know the truth. Actually, I'm writing this book on the Golden Age, and I've talked about the truth. The truth sets us free. When people understand the truth that they've been lied to about what happened on January 6th, and that we were not insurrectionists, but that it was a Fed insurrection, it just really, it wakes everybody up. So yeah, that's hugely important that people get that. And so that truth coming out this week was gigantic blast of Trump truth, blessing of the trumpet. Yeah, this one is the one I was talking about that kind of looks like a little fake to me. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. I'm waving this flag and get out of here. And there's the people on the cameras. I mean, I'm just saying. You can tell me what you think in the comments. What do you think? All right, so then the other thing is I wanted you to see, yeah, this truth coming out about Israel. That's huge. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this Holly Hand person. That's just so crazy. seemed like there was something else on here I wanted to show you real quick before we move on to the other things I have for you. This one. Last night, I just posted this last night, that Ian Carroll is talking about this massive leak of all these emails. And basically what he is saying here is all these emails are showing that Ehud Barak, is that his name? Ehud, whatever his name is, Barak and Jeffrey Epstein were connected, and they were sending these emails back and forth. He says it's so many emails, he can't even, you know, figure out how to sort them all. It's that many emails, thousands of emails. He says that they were paying $3,000 a year to monitor these high-level people like Hillary and Netanyahu. And why would they do that? Of course, for blackmail. They all, you know, blackmail each other. So that's what he was talking about there. So I wanted to make sure that you saw that. I have it posted on all the social media. All right, so let's see. Yeah, there you go. My wonderful Lisa Freeman texted this to me last night. I don't know, is it 2 in the morning? I don't know. I never sleep anymore. She posted about these med beds from President Trump on his Truth Social. This is a Truth Social post of his. But if you listen to it, you can tell it's AI. Check it out.
Technology in the world. These facilities are safe, modern, and designed to restore every citizen to...
Okay, it's clearly AI. But last time I checked, it had not been removed. They're saying, oh, that person is going to be, you know, removed. They're getting fired. But why didn't you remove the post? So it makes us think there's something to the med beds. Okay, that President Trump is going to, you know, come out with it. Okay, but this is the real thing. Either way, whatever it is, whether it's med beds or who knows, whatever comes out for our health, we're going to live as long as trees. I've told you that so many times. Isaiah 65, it says, you know, my people will live as long as trees, and they'll have time to enjoy their hard-won gains. The children will not be doomed to misfortune. This is what we're, the truth is of our future. Really, really great. Yeah, I just, okay, do I talk about this now? The Charlie Kirk thing about the bullet, they're saying that the bullet was taken out. No, the bullet stayed in. I mean, we're getting so many conflicting reports on that, so we'll get to that. Okay, do I talk about this now? Okay, let's go ahead and talk about it now. Erica Kirk. Okay. You know my thought on all this. Something very, very odd is going on. Tyler is a patsy. He was not shot with a 30.06. There's just no way. It would have been gruesome beyond what I can want to tell. And then after this is happening, okay, let's just be honest. I was so heartbroken when this happened. I mean, I was just, you know, really, my heart was broken. And I know you were too. And I couldn't just act like nothing happened. And the whole TPUSA, including Erica Kirk, are acting like nothing happened. Well, let me just tell you, okay, this is the deal. And some people are pushing back. I can't believe, you know, whatever, I don't care. I'm going to think for myself. I have to think for myself. If not, then what point is it for us to, you know, be in the golden age? All right, so either this whole thing is to awaken humanity about Israel, about false flags, about patsies, about the FBI, about transgender, and about the MK Ultra, and about honeypots, and about trafficking, and all these things. Because that's all over the internet right now. Like right now, Erica Kirk is trending. You know, either this is about a movie, or it's something extremely sinister, because I'll show you here in a minute the video of Brylan Hollyhand, who just, quote, replaced Charlie Kirk. And this guy is he's like Netanyahu's kid. He's like he's a spokesmouth for Netanyahu and promoting Israel and all that. So I'll show you that in just a second. But okay, so Erica Kirk was on a video. I showed this on the social media. I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about this because I'm sure you guys have already seen the video. But she's in a video like in 13 years ago, long time ago. It's got 1.7 million views. was a big movie. She's My Kind of Crazy, I think, was the thing. And she, it was her in the video. And so it's very, very interesting that it's while she's doing this zip line. If you've ever been to Fremont Street in Las Vegas, there's this beautiful zip line and a huge canopy, and it's all lit up. It's really cool. And so, but on it, they have 9/10 and 10/10. Let me just say this. It's either the most sinister and evil thing you could ever imagine that they plotted this and planned this to kill Charlie Kirk, or we're watching a movie. And you just have to decide for yourself which one you think is the truth. It is not easy to figure out. It's like a big old puzzle. Really, it is. It's like a movie that you're trying to figure out who's the bad guy in the movie, right? Just like we do when we watch a movie. So it's got 9/10, and then it's got 10/10. You know, I will say this while I'm on the subject. I sometimes wonder if they're truly married or if this is part of this show, part of this military operation, because we know that Charlie Kirk and Erica Kirk have been connected to President Trump for a long, long time. Charlie Kirk's father was part of building Trump Tower in New York. Erica Kirk was, part of the Miss USA pageant and a lot of things, propelled her into this position. And so the question is, is it really marriage? I don't know. It doesn't so much matter. It just makes me wonder sometimes. But yeah, if this is part of this military operation that we believe has been going on for 20 plus years, and most people have no idea about that, then it would stand to reason that they would make this movie and put this in here so that when the time came, then that would be a message for us and Anons would find it. And, they'd probably push it out there so that we would find it and talk about it. And, that's the whole point of the Q board is disclosing these things to us and pushing things out there so that we'll go, oh, I get it. I see what's going on. All right. But I like the idea of the 10/10 more than even the 9/10, which, obviously that was the shock that, freaked out the world. I think it was the mass population awakening we've been waiting on. But look at the 10/10. October 10th, just so you know, is at the end of the Feast of Tabernacles. If you remember, the whole war that they did on the banks of between Gaza the line between Gaza and Israel was on the Feast of Tabernacles. Actually, the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles, but on the 10/10, it's the Feast of Tabernacles. On the day, the fourth day of the Feast of Tabernacles, it's an 8-day feast. The fourth day is the day you celebrate that Moses led the people out of Egypt. It's like you have a table set and you kind of set a place setting for Moses. And, oh, Moses, thanks for joining with us. This was so great that you came to join with us. And, thank you for, helping to deliver the people out of Egypt. You see what I'm saying? That's the kind of festival that you have. You honor those people who have gone on to heaven as if they're, still with us, like we talk about. All right, so I just find that very interesting because Moses is talking about setting the people free from the tyrants. That's what is happening in humanity if 10/10 is the day we're set free. I'm just telling you the biblical connections to what is going on, okay? And we've been seeing this forever. We've been seeing this clock forever. Like, what is this clock about? What does this mean? Well, I'm just telling you biblically what this means. The first thing is we had the Rosh Hashanah, which was the Feast of Trumpets that started on the 22nd. This was this past Monday. And I've always said that the fall of the cabal would happen in the fall, and the day of our deliverance and being set free would happen, in the fall at the Day of Atonement. So on this coming Wednesday is the Day of Atonement or Yom Kippur, okay? And this is the day, and I'm going to talk about this more in detail at the end of the video, but then after that is the after the Day of Atonement, just one day, then you start the Feast of Tabernacles. So the Day of Atonement is where your sins are forgiven. Everyone's sins are forgiven. Everyone is judicially righteous before the Lord. Their debts are canceled. It's the year of Jubilee. Your debts are canceled. The captives are freed. And then, which makes me remember about our wonderful Tina Peters you know, continue to pray for her. And just so you know, if you missed this video, definitely go and watch it, because I put the wrong link. I messed up. This one right here, guess what the DOJ has? That one right there. Go and check that video out right there. I'm gonna click on it because I put the wrong link and whatever. It's my fault. But anyway, so here I'm going to put this on the comments so you guys can go and check this one out. But basically, there's a whistleblower came forward proving that they had cheated in the elections. And the only one who has the data, the real data, who saved it is our wonderful Tina Peters. But anyway, wouldn't that be great if, you know, on the Day of Atonement? And actually, Mike said, on the video, they said, stand down, Mike, stop what you're doing because we're working on this because this is the way she's going to be set free. And so, you know, they just, then Mike, you know, is doing whatever he's told to try to help her in the best way he can. Anyway, so watch that video because I think you'll really, really enjoy it. All right. So anyway, the thing I was going to tell you is that on, the Day of Atonement, everyone's forgiven, they're set free, captives are set free, the debts are canceled, and then you start the Feast of Tabernacles. Because the picture is that once we repent of our sins are forgiven, then we have a time of where we tabernacle with the Lord, that He tabernacles with us, and that we dwell with Him. I mean, that's the picture of these beautiful festivals. That's the whole point of the festivals. All right. So I wanted you to see that. Now, but let me go back to all these other things. Now, we've talked about that. Okay. So that would be on the fourth day of the Feast of Tabernacles, the day you celebrate Moses delivering the people, you know, being used of the Lord to deliver the people from the tyrants in Egypt. Okay. So then, here's another huge blast. We were just talking about, I kind of got this one mixed together. But anyway, the January 6th eye-opening, where they're talking about, yes, 274 FBI agents were in the crowd. Here is the actual document. I want to make sure that you saw this. And here is, like, they've got a spreadsheet, and they talk about, okay, on this particular day, of course, you see over here on the left, it's got that this was January 6th, 2021. You have agents, you have attorneys, you have an IA. But in this case, they had 274 agents listed. And it says in the notes, this number includes agents that responded to Capitol grounds, as well as inside the Capitol, the pipe bombs, and the red truck that was believed to contain explosive devices as CDC ADCs. So someone could say, oh, well, they responded. Well, they were there the whole time, and they were the agent provocateur. They were the ones, we've seen the videos, let me see if it's on here, the videos of them, busting the window out and then blaming the Patriots. And so this is such an important thing that everyone understand what really happened there on January 6th. I've got here's the video right here. And if you haven't seen, I've got to show it because it's hugely important. It's so eye-opening. And I'll put the link so you guys can share this one for sure. Check it out. Okay, you see he got caught pulling out the glass, that he realized that someone was taking the video of him, and now he's going to go and he's going to blame this other person who, you know, looks like a patriot, okay? So, yeah, this was very, very obvious that this was a Fed right here. So check it out.
Do not go in there.
Radio journalist from Michigan was shooting video that day at the Capitol. What he captured were two most charitably called suspicious actors, but they are dressed in such a way that led him to believe that they were government agents. And one of them, after the windows had been broken by a protester, it was encouraging people to pull the rest of the glass out and go inside. Bobby Powell, who was the journalist that had shot it, and he has his camera rolling, he told him that would be illegal and that wouldn't be a good idea.
Yeah, they were trying to get him to go in, and he says, I'm not doing that. That would be illegal. And so I think I've got that clip.
He warned people off not to go into that window. And then he turned his camera around, and he caught this agent or suspicious actor pulling a large pane of glass out, this tempered glass. It kind of folds into itself, crunch onto the ground. When he realized he was being filmed, he quickly dropped it. It seems apparent on the video that he did not want to be seen doing what he just did. So he pulled in a protester and started blaming him. I said, what are you doing breaking that window? The poor fellow that was being accused didn't know what was going on. And then he gave him a couple of really good shoves and cocked his arm like he was going to punch him. We don't know. His facial image is not on any of the Sedition Hunters sites or the FBI's Most Wanted site. But he clearly was committing criminal damage to property, and he has not been charged. So, it raises a question of why.
Also, the individual trying to, again, opening the window up is even encouraging people to enter, I believe, as well?
Yes.
What's he saying?
Well, he said, why don't y'all open the rest of it up?
There you go. Why don't you open up the rest of it? Because I think that'd probably be illegal. Anyway, so yeah, and it says Christopher Wray has a lot of explaining to do. And President Trump had posted that. I don't know if I have that post. Okay, here, I do. Actually, I do. Yay. Yay. Everybody say, good job, Melly. All right. I just posted the link. And so please go ahead and Songbird, please put that over in the comments. But grab that link right there. It says share this January 6th so that you can share this information because it's really important that everyone see this post. And so here's President Trump says, it was just revealed that the FBI had secretly placed against all rules, regulations, protocols, and standards 274 FBI agents into the crowd just prior to and during the January 6th hoax. This is different from what Director Christopher Wray stated over and over again. That's right, as it turns out now, FBI agents were at and in the January 6th protest, probably acting as agitators and insurrectionists, but certainly not as law enforcement officials, like this guy in the video pulling the glass out, inciting this. They were the agent provocateurs, not us, not the patriots. They blamed us, and the media was all too happy to join in along with them. So anyway, President Trump continues saying, I want to know who each and every one of these so-called agents are and what they were up to on that now historic day. Many American patriots were made to pay a very big price only for the love of their country. That I owe this investigation of dirty cops and crooked politicians to them. He's talking about, to patriots. Because we were told that President Trump needed us to go up there. And this has all that we've been through has exposed it. We took the blame, but we pushed it out there and said, we didn't do anything. This is and all these wonderful patriots who went to prison, that their lives have been used by the Lord to expose how they've done this time and time and time and time again. They are the criminals, not the American people, not the patriots. That's what they do. And look at what President Trump says. Christopher Wray, the then director of the FBI, has some major explaining to do. Boom. He has some major explaining to do. That's two in a row, Comey and Wray, who got caught lying, with our great country at stake. We can never let this happen to America again. There you go. Okay, so y'all got the post. Everybody going to go like it, heart it, share it, comment, bookmark it, all that. Okay, it's really, really, really important. How many reallys did I say? It's so important because I just can't go with that. We cannot continue to have people thinking that we're insurrectionists. This is a trumpet blast that has to be blasted loud and clear. Everyone has to understand. And it's happening in the Feast of Trumpets, just saying. Anna Paulina Luna, of course, posted this about the horrible organ trafficking happening in Haiti. People are being found dead in the streets. This must stop. So she's blasting the trumpet about the organ harvesting. We've talked about that. You, I'm sure, know about this ex-financier of Soros. He has ties to Soros. He ties the tortured Playboy models in soundproof tech sex dungeon. He hid the payments and pushed the NDAs. And he's got a little black eye. He's in the black eye club. There you go. So this is a huge thing for everyone to share out there. This is how sick these people are. I'm not even going to read to you what they did. It is disgusting. These people are vile. They have to be prosecuted and punished to the full extent of the law. They've been able to do their crimes and get away with it for all these years, but that day is over. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Lord. I'm going to give you this one too, just in case you want to share this gross, evil Soros ex-financier, okay? Financier post. All right, I'm going to share that one. So definitely, but the great news is this is truth that's being blasted out during the Feast of Trump. Love it. All right, so now another huge thing. Tucker has had a five-part series on 9/11. A lot of people are watching it. Actually, someone very close to me is watching it and getting red-pilled. And I'm like, they're like, this is so complicated. And I said, well, you might have to listen to it multiple times because, you know, this is the kind of thing that I found out about, you know, 8 years ago. And I just went down the rabbit hole on so many things that it's taken. You know, I understand these things now because it's taken some time for me to absorb and to, you know, digest all these things. But I want you to hear just a little clip from it. I would really encourage you to go and watch this. You can watch the first video on TuckerCarlson.com about the 9/11 for free. And you can also, I'll grab this while he's talking. I'll grab the link and I'll put it in the comments. He's also, the other ones, number 2 through 5, you have to pay, I don't know, $9. It's not that much money. But it's, you know, I would really think it's a great idea for us to really support it so this really gets out there, okay, and to share it everywhere. All right, so here's one post that you can share. But this is about where connecting who made money on 9/11. He says that is the most compelling evidence is how could someone make money off of this atrocity? These people are evil. Ugh, check it out.
A fire from the plane did not drop Building 7. What did? I actually don't think that's the most compelling evidence. The most compelling evidence is knowable, provable, and that is that somebody or group of people made massive bets against the airlines involved in the 9/11 attacks and against the banks housed in the buildings that fell. Okay, so that is proof. I think any normal person would say that's proof of foreknowledge. So they were short sellers and they were betting against these companies. They were betting that the share price would fall after the attack. So they knew the attacks were coming in specific detail. They knew which airlines to bet against. They knew which banks to bet against. The most shocking fact that we uncovered is that the authors of the 9/11 report, the commission, found out who these people were and to this day have kept their identities secret. What?
Right.
I don't need to get to directed energy weapons to find a conspiracy. I just found it.
Right.
They admitted, we know who made these bets in publicly traded companies, and we're not telling you who they are. So the very first thing, even before asking tough questions of CIA, NSA, French intelligence, Mossad, Condi Rice, like all the people who have not fessed up fully about what they know, and that's a fact, Philip Zelikow, who the author of the 9/11 Commission report, before any of that, I would demand to know who made those bets in public markets, on publicly traded companies. How do we not have the right to know that? How could you ever keep that from us? How are these public markets? How is there any transparency in our financial system? Like, those people need to answer questions today. And anyone hiding that information from you is part of the cover-up by definition. A fire.
All right. Love that. Thank God for Tucker. And I've talked to people who formerly had hated Tucker for whatever reason, I don't know. And now let's just be honest. I think that he did kind of support Israel. He did support, he did follow the narrative on 9/11. You know, he used to, but now he's seen the light. Now he's awake and he's, you know, blasting this truth from the, you know, this gigantic trumpet of TuckerCarlson.com. I just posted the link over there. So grab that. Make sure you grab that someone and put that over in the comments. My wonderful songbird and my wonderful moderators, put that over there in the comments so people can grab that and share it and make sure you go over and like it, okay? When you like it and you bookmark it, see, I don't have any bookmarks, okay? Go over there and do that for me, everybody. So, and they can get this truth out there. Now, that is all you need to know. We don't need to talk about a lot of other things when you realize that people had put options where they made money on 9/11. They made put options against the American Airlines and the United Airlines because they knew, okay, the stock price was going to drop like a rock, and they made millions and millions of dollars on this. That tells you they had foreknowledge. Okay, that was just not a coincidence that they knew. And the American government has known for years who did this, and they have hidden the truth about them. So that is a gigantic trumpet blast. Are y'all hearing all these trumpet blasts? Praise the Lord for the Feast of Trump. The Feast of Trump. Okay, yeah, here's our Comey. Bye-byes. Bye-byes. He was indicted. I'm sorry, I don't have all these in correct order, but there's our Comey going to be in jailhouse, and they're talking about they need to make extra tall orange jumpsuit. Yeah, I don't care. He can wear high waters for all I care. All right, so now TikTok is being saved. Now, the White House put this out there. Yay, TikTok is saved. Hooray. Well, and I'm not disagreeing, but Netanyahu's wanting to get his grimy hands on it. Netanyahu and, you know, Oracle, his minions over at Oracle, want to get their grimy hands on it. And in a second, I'm going to show you. Maybe I'll go ahead and do this one now. Okay, let me see if I can find this one. Okay, there's one. Where is that post? Okay, no, not that one. Not that one. Not that one. Where is it? There it is. There it is. Okay. He met with all these, quote, Christian influencers, and they're talking to him. They think they're at the cool kids table, and they think, oh, we're wanting to help, you know, you make sure that everyone knows how wonderful Israel is and try to help these idiots. I'm like, you're the idiot, you guys. Come on. Come on. And they're trying to be controlled by him. And so I'll show you the video. But basically, he's saying that the two things that we need to do are get control of TikTok and X. He says, oh, we need to talk to Elon. Let me tell you something. Elon paid a crazy amount of money for X not to be controlled by Netanyahu. If Netanyahu thinks he's going to control Elon, he can forget it. He can have another think coming, because Elon didn't just buy Twitter and turn it into X. He bought free speech. He says, you can't put a price tag on free speech. And thank God he did, because that's how we've gotten the truth out. Clearly, you can't get the truth out on YouTube. Just be honest, you can't. You can't get the truth out on Zuckerberg's Facebook. You can't. Thank God for Telegram. You know, we've been getting truth out over there. But it's, you know, I'm so glad we're back on X, because you can reach so many people and so many normies over here. So on X. So, all right. So this girl thinks she's so smart. And it this is embarrassing. It's embarrassing. But we've all been embarrassed. We've all been embarrassed. We've all told the wrong thing. Every one of us. I don't care who you are. We've all been duped by these people. We've all been deceived by these people. Even Tucker, who's really with it, he was duped by these people. And he'll tell it freely. I, you know, had the wrong understanding. Didn't understand the truth about, you know, Israel. That's why they hate Tucker. That's why they did not want him to be speaking at that event, the TPUSA event in December. Not going to go into all that. But anyway, check out what this girl says. We all... I'm making fun of her, understanding we've all been in the same boat. Come on. Why this is so light. Everything, the volume is not right.
The Food Party are cut from the same ideological cloth as Trump and the GOP in America. And so specifically with Charlie Kirk's assassination, who was a big mentor of mine, who's my first mentor in the space, evangelicals, from all my research, evangelicals are the reason that Israel has been supported in public sphere outside of just Jews. So with Charlie's assassination and with the kind of trajectory that we see with, like, Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson, I guess I'm curious about what's another game plan if we lose evangelical support for the state of Israel. What's our backup plan to be strong, like, outside of the diaspora?
Christian influencers? Okay. You said, we talked about the woke right, and you said, I call it the woke Reich. That's a brilliant observation. The woke Reich, because these people, you know, they're not any different from the woke left. I mean, they're insane. They're mm-hmm. loons. But they're actually meeting on some of the things. And what we have to do is we have to secure that part of the base of our support in the United States. That is being challenged systematically. A lot of this is done with money. Money of NGOs, vast. Money of governments, vaster. Okay? We have to fight back. How do we fight back? Our influencers. I think you should also talk to them if you have a chance, to that community. They're very important. Mm. And secondly, we're going to have to use the tools of battle. You know, the weapons change over time. You can't fight today with swords. That doesn't work very well, okay? And you can't fight with cavalry. That doesn't work very well. And you have these new things, you know, like drones, things like that. I won't get into that. But we have to fight with the weapons that apply to the battlefields in which we're engaged. And the most important ones are the social media. And the most important purchase that is going on right now is class. TikTok. TikTok, number one. And I hope it goes through because it's it can be consequential. And the other one, what's the other one that's most important?
X.
That's very good. And, you know, so we have to talk to Elon. He's not an enemy. He's a friend. We should talk to him. Now, if we can get those two things, we get a lot. And I could go on other things, but that's not the point right now.
All right. So he's meeting with Christian influencers because he's trying to, you know, get them to go out and bark his message. And I've already seen videos where they're out there promoting his message, the talking points. And so he's trying to get control of TikTok. And so this whole TikTok sale is what President Trump has said is it doesn't get completed until December. And he's been pushing this out, and just kind of stringing, you know, Bibi Netanyahu along, in my opinion. President Trump is an absolute genius. And so they're not going to get control of TikTok. Let me tell you something. TikTok has been getting all kinds of great information out. They've been allowing all kinds of great information. Now, I will say that I was banned. Okay, whatever. I don't care. The point is they got the truth out about Gaza. And I, you know, that's what they did. That's what they did. And I don't want TikTok to be controlled by Bibi Netanyahu or X controlled by that. You know, thank God. It would be just like YouTube, you know, if it was. So thank God that we have Elon at the helm of X. All right, so Trump knows Trump is not going to let them get control of it. He's going to have it be free. I don't care what, he did this video. Oh, it's going to be free. Let me go back. This one, TikTok is saved. I'm not going to play it because I'm thinking I'll get a strike. But anyway, oh, TikTok is saved. But it's not to worry. TikTok is going to be saved from getting into Netanyahu's hands. All right. So now, let's see. What else? There's so many things. Pete Hegseth has called for a meeting of these generals and admirals. It's unprecedented. Let me see. This is a report here, approval for first military execution in 6 decades. Also, he requests Trump's approval for the first military execution. This is the guy who killed those people at Fort Hood. Yeah. This guy, he's asking for President Trump to approve his execution. All right, so, but this one is about these generals meeting, and this is going to be, I think, next Wednesday, the 1st of October. And so that is actually basically the Day of Atonement is when they're going to be meeting. Of course, it's Tuesday, September 30th, which is, you know, the day starts in the evening and then goes through the next morning. Okay, so that is what he's issued a directive earlier today ordering approximately 800 generals, admirals, and senior officials, brigadier general rank or equivalent and above, including top enlisted advisors, to convene in person at the Marine Corps base in Quantico, Virginia, early next week, likely Tuesday, September 30th, for an urgent address. The order, given on short notice without explanation, has sparked widespread confusion, alarm, and speculation among military leaders, especially following recent firings of top brass and proposed staff reductions. Pentagon spokesman Sean Parnell confirmed Hegseth will be addressing his senior military leaders early next week, but provided no further details. The summons applies globally, even to those in conflict zones, raising serious concerns about pulling key commanders from active duties. How about that? So what do you think is going on with this? What do you think is happening with this? All right. So one option is that if some of these people are dirty, they might be arrested. I'm just going to throw that out there. The Day of Atonement, it's a great day to do it. To set the people free. And then the underlings would then take command. Now, Because we know that it's the top brass. It's the top ones who are the dirty ones. So, or they could start, you know, the good ones could start in the battle. We'll see. We'll see. He wouldn't necessarily need them to come to this meeting. So, but the whole point of the Feast of Trumpets is to gather for battle. So, it's very interesting that they are gathering on the last day of the Feast of Trumpets. Either way, this is the end of it for them. This is the end times for them. So, okay, tell me what you think about that. All right, now let's see what else is going on in the Feast of Trumpets. President Trump said that Barack Obama will face justice. Let me see. Okay, I've got to turn the volume up on this one too. Why is my volume always down? Check this one.
Starting in 2016, but going up all the way, going up to 2020 in the election. They tried to rig the election, and they got caught. And there should be very severe consequences for that. You know, when we caught Hillary Clinton, I said, you know what? Let's not go too far here. It's the ex-wife of a president, and I thought it was sort of terrible. And I let her off the hook, and I'm very happy I did. But it's time to start after what they did to me. And whether it's right or wrong, it's time to go after people. Obama's been caught directly. So people say, oh, you know, a group. It's not a group. It's Obama. His orders are on the paper. The papers are signed. The papers came right out of their office. They sent everything to be highly classified. Well, the highly classified has been released. And what they did in 2016 and in 2020 is very criminal. It's criminal at the highest level. So that's really the things you should be talking about. I know nothing about the other, but I think it's appropriate that they do go.
May I ask you about that?
All right. So now, you know, he's basically saying that they're guilty of treason. Obama signed off on the whole Russia collusion, the Steele dossier, and this whole plot to bring down President Trump. This was all, has his fingerprints all over it. So yeah, treason. So President Trump is posting about that. This was on. Let me see if I can see it on the 25th of September. Again, that's another trumpet blast. He's blasting the Trump literally every day. All right, so here was here's my channel on X. But okay, so here's what they said. They said sometimes we make mistakes trying to get it right. We're sorry for any confusion our mistake caused you. So they say, oh, your channel didn't violate our community standards. Oopsies. This is just a mistake. It was just a mistake. But then I got a strike again because they are saying you can't talk about, you know, a lot of these health things that, you know, I try to talk about. I'm trying to save lives here. And so I think that the misinformation is actually on them. All right, so let's see what else. Definitely go and watch this one. And also, if you have not seen already, I did the video here. Let me see if I can get it to refresh so you can actually see what this one right here. Yesterday we did Building the Temple. We started the first part of Zechariah. And if you're not familiar with that, we look at, you know, all the minor prophets because they were telling us about this day. I'm like, who knew? They were giving us clues for this day and what it's going to, you know, what really it means to build the temple. And anyway, so definitely check into that. And also you can see this is where the books are that I've written about major clues for minor prophets, all these Bible stories like Moses setting, the, you know, being used to set the people free from the tyrants. All this is the decode of Revelation, all that. I'll just pop that over onto the chat so you guys can have that in case you haven't seen that before. And also, like I said, the audiobook is available on Kindle and on my website, melissaredpill.com. All right, I'm going to play this for you. And not good. Yeah, this is, in my opinion, this looks like a hostile takeover to me. This kid, let me see if I can play the other one. Okay, here's the first one. And it's gotten a lot of play on X. I think this one's gotten, I don't even know, a lot of views. This one, yeah. But yeah, 528,000 views. Yeah, so thanks everybody for liking and sharing and commenting and all that. That really helped it to push that out there. So I want you to see what this kid has to say. The opposite, literally the opposite of what Charlie was saying, you know, just before he was shot, was, you know, that Israel is no bueno. and you know they're not, you know, I'm not going to be controlled by them. And he would tell the truth about what was going on in Gaza, and obviously they did not want any of that truth to come out on the campuses. And so now they've replaced him with this guy, Brylan Hollihand. And yeah, this, check this out.
All over the country, specifically Yale and Columbia, they're getting shut down and overrun by these anti-Jew protesters, these pro-Gaza protesters, these terrorist sympathizers. That's what they are. Let's call it out for what it is. It's disgusting. It's vile. It's inhumane. Listen, the Democrat Party is being radio silent on this. Why? Because these are their own supporters. And in the case of Ilhan Omar, her actual daughter out there standing in the picket line and protesting this. It's disgusting. And they should be calling it out. It's pretty easy to come on and say, hey, we're pro-Israel. We're pro-Jewish people. We're pro-America. It's that simple. But instead, the Democrats are supporting this anti-Israel message being spouted by their supporters out there in Columbia and Yale. And they're supporting this Death to America chant by letting this continue on. They've got to put a stop to this. On the other hand, Republicans are pro-Israel, we're pro-America, and we're pro-protecting Jewish citizens, not only in Israel, but across the world, even here in America. That is our stance. It couldn't be more clear, and their stance couldn't be more disgusting. They've got to act fast, and they need to speak out now.
There you go. There you go. That's the one who replaced him. Now, I've got this whole long thing that, you know, just posted the link in the chat, so I'm sure you guys will put that over on the comment section. But yeah, there's no way. I don't know. As I said earlier in the video, either this whole thing is a big movie to expose how they go in and have these hostile takeovers, and how if you don't say what they want you to say, then you are dead. Or, you know, and exposing the FBI and exposing the false flags and exposing how they reveal all these, you know, text messages and exposing all this. Either it's that, or this is one of the most nefarious things I've ever seen in my whole life. A political assassination and a hostile takeover of this gigantic organization, a $150 million organization in every college campus to stop the free speech. I don't know. I'm hoping Hollihand is an actor. I'm hoping he's an actor. I hope this is not evil. I don't know. We're going to find out. Just watch the show. We're going to find out. All right. And for those of you thinking, oh, well, you know, how could he be under witness protection? Well, we've been told on the board Diana is. Diana, Princess Diana was put under witness protection. How long did people grieve over Diana? The heartbreak was palpable. You know, so, yeah, there's a lot of things about it that just do not add up. But I'm not going to go into all that right now. All right, so, yeah, here's another blast from the Trump. This creep Federal Reserve Chairman, Jerome Powell, will be fired. How about that? I mean, I don't know. He just posted, you're fired. And, of course, he's looking at, look at what this guy's doing. It just, the people are having to refinance. The mortgage rates, you know, under Trump were so great. But under this guy, it's just, it's awful. Yeah, I'm up for it. Take back the Federal Reserve, President Trump, right now. Do it for the Feast of Trump. All right, so now, let's see. If you haven't seen this one, this is the one that got me actually banned just in timeout on YouTube. Anyway, you can look at it and see. I'm not going to play it. Because I'm hopefully going to try to put some things over on YouTube. Pray that I'll be able to get some truth out. But here's the wonderful verse about the Feast of Trump. The Feast of Trump. It's in Leviticus chapter 23, and here it talks about, you know, the Feast of Trumpets. It gives you, you know, details of what you're supposed to do. Everyone gathers together, and it talks about all the things that you do during the Feast of Trumpets. But like I said, on Wednesday is Yom Kippur, which is the feast of the Day of Atonement. And so here is the passage in Leviticus chapter 23, talking about you be careful to celebrate the Day of Atonement on the 10th day of the same month, 9 days after the Festival of Trumpets. You must observe it as an official day, do no work, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so the point is, it says it is the day, okay, I think it's actually in 25. Let me just go back to, so it is talking about the Day of Atonement there, but then in chapter 25 of Leviticus, it talks about what you celebrate on the Day of Atonement. And it's on the 50th year, you call it the Year of Jubilee. And we've been waiting on that to happen. I'm hoping it's this year. It kind of feels like it. It kind of feels like it. With this gigantic trumpet blast happening so much and all these arrests happening, it would make sense to me that we're here. We're going to find out. In addition, you must count off 7 Sabbath years, 7 sets of 7 years, adding up to 49 years in all. And then on the Day of Atonement in the 50th year, blow the ram's horn loud and long in the land. Set this year apart as holy, as separate, a time to proclaim liberty throughout the land for all who live there. It'll be a jubilee year for you when each of you may return to the land that belonged to your ancestors and return to your own clan. The point about freedom is that you are free in the land wherever you live. If something's been stolen from you, it has to be restored. That's the whole point of jubilees. Or if you've been a debt slave, you have to be set free from being debt slave and you are restored to your land. And so this is what the jubilee year is about. And this passage right here, a time to proclaim liberty throughout the land for all who live there, is on our Liberty Bell. Our ancestors knew that we were destined to usher in this day. And that's why the enemy knows it too. So that's why they really have drawn everything they could to stop us. But you can't. You cannot stop the promises of God. They can't stop it. All right, so the other passage, and I really want to go, I want to do a whole study on this, but in a nutshell, this is the passage from Deuteronomy chapter 30. And imagine, again, you're going with Moses. On that, I was telling you, the fourth day of the Feast of Tabernacles, or called Sukkot, S-U-K-K-O-T, the fourth day is the day you celebrate Moses. Well, not only was he obviously very instrumental in setting the people free from the tyrants in Egypt, he also, it talks about here, he gives the blessing and the curses that come if you do, the blessings if you obey God's commands, and the curses that happen if you disobey the commands. And so this whole passage, he's talking about, you know, what's going to happen. And if you don't, which they didn't, if you don't obey, then you'll be scattered to the four winds. It says here, return to the Lord. He says, there are blessings and cursings that I am setting before you. And you've got to return to the Lord and with these commandments I give you to this day. And when you do return, the Lord will bring you back from captivity and have compassion on you and gather you again from the nations where the Lord has scattered you. So we've been scattered for all this time, since the Assyrian captivity and the Babylonian captivity, we've been scattered all over the world. And he said that there would be a day that the Lord would restore us. He would restore us from our captivity, and he would have compassion on us. Even, he says, even if any of you are driven out to the farthest parts of under heaven, he will gather us. And from there, he will bring you. Then the Lord will bring you to the land which your fathers possessed, and you shall possess it. Again, it's not about a plot of dirt. It's about having freedom. It's about having whatever land we live in. Like my dear friend, she lost her country. Iran was lost to her. The beautiful people of Venezuela, I've got dear friends from Venezuela, they lost their country. They want their country back. You know, they'll be able to have their country back. I'm still living in America, but someone stole my country. I want my country back. We're taking our country back. How many times have we said that? So this is what he's talking about in this passage in Deuteronomy chapter 30. This is what's going to happen. He says, you know, make this, it's a very important choice. Do not sin against the Lord, because this is what's going to end up happening to you. So it's if your heart turns away and you don't hear and you're drawn away and you worship other gods and you serve them, I announce to you this day you shall surely perish. You shall not prolong your days in the land of freedom. Okay, so that's what it's talking about. You might want to read this today in your quiet time with the Lord. And then also in passages in 31, it talks about that the Lord would set up these wonderful leaders in the land, like Joshua. And so it says, be strong and of good courage, and you know that they'll have, you know, they'll actually celebrate these things as the Lord intended, where you have righteous leaders. All right, so I wanted you to see that. This is really the celebration of Moses. He told us this would happen if we didn't, and that we would be our forefathers would be scattered. That's exactly what happened. But the Lord's promised that he would restore us in the land. And we would then, as it says here, you'd read every 7 years. You know, you'd celebrate the feast of all these feasts. And so we will again. You know, we've been doing it already. We've been doing it. And the Lord has shown us a lot of things as we've been studying this. Now, so very, very quickly, I want to play this whole video, but I just won't be able to. But here is the Day of Atonement. Coming up, like I said, this Wednesday, when the captives are freed and the debts are canceled. And so this was, of course, a picture of the temple. But don't really think of so much of a physical temple, but that we are the temple, as we talked about on yesterday's video in about Zechariah, that we are the temple, that we're being fitted around, you know, and built up around the Lord. It's not about a physical temple, that we're going to a place, but that we are his people. All right. And so this is this great video. I'm going to pop this into the chat for you guys so you can watch it and listen to this a little later after the show. But it's talking about that on the Day of Atonement that the priest would go into the Holy of Holies. Now, this is not actually what the Ark of the Covenant looks like. We know what that's about. If you haven't seen my video on the Ark of the Covenant, go into melissaredpill.com and you can see this wonderful video about the Ark of the Covenant. And it's just very, very exciting news. I want to post it every day. It's just so cool. But every year they would go in one time a year and they would splatter the blood of the sacrifice onto the Ark of the Covenant. And that was a way that they said, yes, we are forgiven. We are forgiven. Our sins are remitted. And they were looking forward to a day when the sins would be forgiven, but they didn't understand exactly how this was going to happen. There's going to be this holy blood, and it was the blood of our Lord Jesus that was placed on this payment counter. That's what that movie, that video is about, the Ark of the Covenant on my melissaredpill.com site. But this is the payment for sins so that we are forgiven. Now, we know because of Christ we're forgiven, but it hasn't appeared that humanity is forgiven as far as, you know, we've not been set free. We've not been, the captives haven't been free, and we have not been financially free, and we haven't been receiving all these blessings that Moses was talking about. And that's really what I believe is, you know, that's the Jubilee that's coming up, hopefully this year on the Day of Atonement. But where humanity is set free, righteous humanity. We're not talking about the Satan worshipers. There's righteous and there's wicked. The wicked are not getting their sins forgiven, but all of the righteous humanity will. And that's really what it's talking about. And like I said, I'll share this link so you can watch that video and learn more about the Day of Atonement and how that works. And of course, our Lord Jesus it's his blood that washes away sin. Clearly, it's only his blood that washes away sin.
All right. Sacred ritual.
All right. So, I guess that's everything I wanted to share with you. This could be a really big Day of Atonement this year. Imagine all of humanity having being set free, having the curse broken where the enemy is gone. That's what really we're looking forward to, is that one day the enemy will be gone and we will have restoration for all of humanity. This is the promise in God's word. The earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters fill the sea. And as he also said, for us to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's the Day of Atonement, when all of our sins are forgiven. The curse is broken. The captives are freed. The debts are canceled. And the evildoers are gone. All right, that's where we are, I believe, in the timeline of history. Let's just watch and see how this all plays out, and I'll just trust the Lord and his timing and his plan. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. I agree. Amen. Yes. Okay, let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord, for your promise. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you paid for this with your own blood. Thank you, Lord, for this, the wonderful fall celebrations that you have revealed to us and that we've been celebrating them. And so we see the Feast of Trumpets and all this truth that's being blasted out. Thank you so much. Thank you so much that we have the eyes to see it. And I thank you for the Day of Atonement, when all of humanity will be reconciled and forgiven and set right, and the evildoers will be gone. This is your promise. This is your promise. We're buckled, Lord. Whenever your timing is, we trust your plan. We trust exactly how you're going to do it. And we just look with great hope and anticipation, and we believe your promises that you will do this. You will restore us to the land, just like you told Moses. Maybe on 10-10. We're ready. We are ready to see your kingdom come and your will being done on this earth as it is in heaven. We're so tired of having these tyrants over us and the prince of the power of the air deceiving us and doing all this evil. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you are able to touch our hearts and help us to know the truth. And you're able to do that with every man, woman, and child. Nothing can stop what is coming, because your spirit is going to speak to everyone and awaken them and to help them to understand the truth, because the truth will set us free. Thank you, Lord. I praise you. We praise you and thank you and love you. I pray for everyone on the battalion. I pray you'd continue to strengthen them and bless them like you have for all these years. Guide them every step of the way. Help them to know that you are right beside them. You will never leave them, and that you have a perfect plan, and you're working that perfect plan. We have no fear at all. We just completely love you and trust you. Again, we lift up Tina Peters. We lift up all those who are on the front lines. We lift up all these ICE agents and the military. We lift up our wonderful president and ask you to continue to strengthen them and guide them and protect them. And we pray that the evildoers will be cast out, that they will be exposed and be the offscouring of humanity. Everyone will realize who are the evildoers, and we will all with one voice say they must go. We pray this in your great name, Jesus, the King of the world. Amen. I love you guys. Love you so much. Oh, so super quick. I just did a lot of great updates. So you might check out my remedies page, Natural Remedies. Someone had asked if I would do this, and I did. So I made little videos to explain what each of these the natural remedies are, and what they do. So, for example, here's the humic fulvic. I've got a little video explaining that. And it's also got the PDF, what the black seed oil does. So I made a video. I've been working on that. Here's about the EDTA. Here's about the spike protein cleanse. All these things. Oh, now that I say that, I can't put this on YouTube now. All right, whatever. It's okay. Here's about the silver. Yeah, because they won't let you post anything about the true healing at all over there. But anyway. I'll try to clip that out before I try to put that over there. I'm glad we are on Rumble so we can tell the truth. Clearly, I'm over the target, right? Okay, guys, I love you. I'm going to jet out of here. Don't forget to watch. I'm going to put in the comments, in the chat, I'm going to put that video about the Day of Atonement. So watch that and get ready. I'll see you on Tuesday night, and we'll do a special Day of Atonement. We'll do a special Day of Atonement for that, okay? I love you guys, and I will talk to you later.